All right, Ellen, let's have a door prize for that wonderful Braille is Beautiful performance for 2020.
This is nominated by Debbie Stein, our coordinator of Blind is Beautiful herself. $100 to Nina Marinka.
All right, Nina, I think you're with us. And since you're a co-host, you can unmute yourself or let us know you're here.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, yeah. Now we can hear you. We see.
I don't know like what the precedent is for this, but can I donate it to y'all's student division? Is that okay?
Sure.
Can you guys give it to them instead? Okay, yes. Cool. Thank you.
We will.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now our next next course of action is for our national representatives to give their closing remarks to the convention. And we will first hear from Ms. Marinka.
Ooh, I just remuted myself. I was like, sorry, my Zoom is tired out, I think. I would just like to thank everyone for such a warm welcome. I have never really interacted with y'all's affiliate before, but I had such a good time getting to know you all. And I hope that any students or anyone from the affiliate who wants more info on anything you guys heard me talk about, feels free to reach out.
Thank you very much, Nina. We enjoyed having you with us. The next person that we will hear from is Pam Allen.
Good morning, everybody. And thanks again. Kudos to Debbie for an awesome script. It was so fun being part of the Braille is Beautiful cast, the amazing cast that we had. And I love promoting Braille in any way. So thanks for always finding such creative ways to do it in Illinois. And Roland and I want to thank you again for an incredible convention. I know that so many people worked diligently to get ready for this weekend. And it has been, as all conventions are, time for us to come together and to talk about the things that we've accomplished, and most importantly, to plan for what's up ahead in this year. We've learned in this last year, we never know what might be in store. And as it has always been the case in Illinois and in our Federation family as a whole, we continue to face the challenges and turn those, what some might see as challenges or obstacles, into opportunities. I want to commend the students for a great meeting this morning. And one of the many things that I love about this affiliate is the way that the students are so engaged in all aspects of the affiliate, not just in issues which might be quote unquote student issues, but engaged at every level in the affiliate. And I really commend Denise, you for your outstanding leadership and your excellent service to our organization. Really excited to continue to work together with all of you in the year ahead. Looking forward to celebrating with you as we have our 2021 convention in New Orleans. And thank you again to each of you for your commitment to the work that we do together to help blind people live the lives that we want, full of hope and full of possibility. Thanks for your dedication, for your selflessness, your sacrifice, your generosity with fundraising. It's always touching to me, at state conventions, and this is evidenced in Illinois, whether it's someone who's here at their first convention or our longtime leaders here on this with us virtually, the love that binds us all together. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for allowing us to be part of it. And I look forward to following up with everybody and hearing what's to come in the year ahead. Thanks again.
Thank you, Pam.
Door prize.
All right, Ellen, let's go.
$30 to Michael Nowitzki.
Michael Nowitzki, and I know he's here. Michael?
I am here.